In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, what a sight we have in our second reading today. The unusual book of Revelation shows a grand event full of strange creatures and odd people, and all of it revolving around a lamb. A lamb who looks like he was slain comes on the scene, takes a scroll, and everyone freaks out in a good way because this slain lamb was worthy to do it. And that's it. That's today's epistle reading from Revelation chapter 5. Yet, there is always more to the book of Revelation. That's because Revelation is a symbolic book. It's not meant to be read literally like a newspaper. Rather, Revelation is meant to be read as multiple descriptions of Jesus and his church, both in the world now and in judgment on the last day. To give you a simple illustration, let me ask you this. How many cameras are found at a pro sports event today? However many cameras there are quite a lot. Whether it's football, baseball, basketball, or soccer, there are lots of cameras because different cameras give you different angles. You can see the same play from several different vantage points. The book of Revelation is just like this. Revelation everywhere shows us Jesus Christ, his words, his life, death, and resurrection, and also shows the church, which is persecuted in this life, but glorified in the next. Just like different cameras at a sports event, Revelation shows us Jesus in several ways from several different angles. But it's still the same story. It's still the same Savior. It's still the church that is assaulted by the devil and the world, but guarded and kept by Jesus as his faithful people. So just a little tip for you, whenever you read Revelation, you always have to go back to the life and words of Jesus, to the Old Testament scriptures, and to the life of the church. So let's consider this morning the Lamb in chapter 5. And verse 12 said, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. The slain Lamb lives. In his hand is the fate of the world. This Lamb is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He alone is worthy. Well, that also means you are not worthy. You are not, for only Jesus is. Only Jesus has lived the praiseworthy life. He is the one who has no need to move on from past actions. He is the only one who has no secrets to keep. For Jesus lived perfectly under God's law, having that blessed life that knows no shame or regret. And you have not. I have not. The world has not. But this is something we don't like to hear. Because if you are not worthy, what does that say about all of your accomplishments? What does that say about the things you did in life that you were the most proud of, Don't these things count for anything? What about times you were selfless and giving? Times you went out of your way to help another person? What about times you stood for a good and noble cause instead of being silent? What about the times you gave helpful advice and pointed someone in the good direction? That doesn't make you worthy? No, it doesn't. Works do not make the person worthy. And that's a problem. Because all people are sinful by nature. And as Ephesians 2 says, we're by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. All people are tainted in their inmost being. Consider your own life. Are you also a little selfish at times? Or maybe a lot selfish at times? Lustful? Disobedient to authorities, unjustly angry, bitter in heart, covetous, neglectful of God's word and prayer, self-idolizing. There is something for every one of us in those traps, right? Because if you are any of this, then all of this wickedness also spills over into your words and actions and contaminates them too. Even your good works are contaminated. Even if a sinner were to do something great and noble in the eyes of the world, like curing cancer or giving millions of dollars away in scholarships, it would not make the person worthy before God. Because of your own personal unworthiness as a sinner, your works are unworthy. Because you are contaminated by sin in your nature, even the good works that come from this nature are likewise contaminated. By nature and by action, you cannot be made worthy before God. So, works do not make the person worthy. It is actually the other way around. The person makes the works worthy. The person makes the works worthy. If someone is righteous, pure, just, spiritually clean, wholesome, good, that person's works will be the same. That person's worthiness makes his works worthy, even if it's something simple and mundane, like cleaning up after your pet or buying groceries. For these works flow out from a pure source, like pure spring water comes from a pure source in the mountains. So you see that where the person is good and pure, then his works are true. Jesus alone is worthy. As true God and true man, Jesus is clean, good, and pure by nature. From birth, Jesus alone is innocent and clean. Likewise, Jesus alone lived a life worthy of God under the Ten Commandments. He alone is righteous. Therefore, because Jesus alone is worthy, he alone is the perfect sacrifice for sinners. He is the Lamb who was slain on the cross to save sinners. Jesus can pay the price for all sins and all sinners, laying down his perfect life. Yet, just as the Lamb in Revelation chapter 5 is living, so is Jesus. Just as the Lamb who was slain now comes back and lives, so Jesus has risen from the dead. He is the living lamb who once was slain. Because Jesus himself is worthy, so his works are also worthy. His death, therefore, is worthy. Worthy to reverse the curse and to purify those contaminated by sin. His death is worthy to pay the price of the sins of the world. And his resurrection is worthy to end death forever. Since Jesus is the righteous Son of God made man, all of his works are worthy. All of his words are worthy. Even the ones that may not seem that important or interesting. And the same thing spills out and applies to us too. That's because works do not make the person worthy, but the person makes the works worthy. Works do not make the person worthy, but the person makes the works worthy. The good thing about Jesus is that all this, all his works, all his life, this is all for you. This is all one big worthy gift for the sinful unworthy. You who were not worthy in yourself are now declared worthy by the Lamb's word. The official word proclaims you righteous, that your sins are not charged against you. The Lamb's word declares that his blood is on your head, that this blood might cleanse and restore you, making you worthy only because of Jesus and his merits. You are worthy where you trust in Jesus, because his worthiness is transferred to you. Therefore, through faith in Jesus, your works are made worthy as well. Your nature is transcended. Now you live, move, and have your being grounded in forgiveness of sins and the blood of Jesus. So your parenting is made worthy, even when there are bumps along the road. Your job is made worthy, spiritual even, regardless of whether it seems as if you are doing anything remotely worthy or spiritual. Because the believer himself is sanctified by Jesus, then farming, nursing, teaching, banking, janitoring, changing messy diapers, or being the fry guy at the local fast food restaurant, all is made worthy by Jesus. And these acts are made into a high, holy, spiritual sacrifice by a kingdom of priests, believers in Jesus, because of the faithfulness of the people doing it. By the forgiveness of sins and the new life of faith, you are declared worthy. And your works are as well. Because of this, dear friends, let us rejoice in the worthiness of the Lamb. Let us join the countless numbers who sing the new song of salvation. Let us join our voices to theirs, who join us likewise in singing the Lamb's praises here as we gather at church. We may not hear them, we may not see them, but the church triumphant, all who died in saving faith, all angels and archangels, all of them join us in our church service. They join their unheard voices to ours in praise of the Lamb who is worthy. And one day we will join them, crying out with them the same song they cry out with us. To him be blessing and honor. glory and might forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ until life everlasting. Amen.